You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Edna May Holden, wife of Harold T. H. Holden. Harold T. H. Holden has always been a strong and taciturn man, typical of a cowboy. A horseman and outdoorsman, he's a man who loves Oklahoma and the West. As a painter and sculptor for over 50 years, H. is a man of few words but great talent, in a career that is primarily a solitary endeavor. His original paintings and 22 monuments grace museums, airports, universities, parks, and private collections throughout the United States. And he has achieved many honors throughout his long career. Life changed in 2007 with a diagnosis of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a fatal lung disease. With few treatments and no cure absent a lung transplant. As H.'s health deteriorated over the next 3 years, his ability to do even the simplest things became impossible. He closed his studio and tried to focus on simply staying alive. Spiritual, financial, and emotional help came from our church, family, friends, and fellow artists. It was a difficult time, particularly for an independent and self-sufficient man, to become dependent for every need. H. prepared himself for what appeared to be the inevitable. He talked to fellow artists about finishing up his monuments, Thank You, Lord, which he was working on for our church in Enid, and Bass Reeves, which he was completing for Fort Smith, Arkansas. Our pastor, Wade Burleson, and several men from Emmanuel came to the house regularly to pray for H. As our friend and H.'s pulmonologist, Dr. Brian Whitson, ministered to H.'s medical needs. In 2010, we made two trips to the Nadi Zudi Transplant Institute in Oklahoma City as the backup patient. H. wasn't selected for transplantation, and someone else received the lung he so desperately needed. H. made the decision to not return to the hospital again as a backup. Emotionally spent, we continued to pray for a miracle and for H. to be healed. I still held on to the belief that God can heal us until our last breath and beyond, but I also understood that our will is not always God's will. To all of us, it appeared that there was no way H. could recover or be strong enough to even withstand surgery. On July 2, 2010, I was looking out our kitchen window praying for God to please help us. H. wasn't going to live much longer. 2 minutes later, our transplant coordinator, Mark Miller, called and told us to come to Integris. There was a donor lung for H. At this point, H. weighed only 135 pounds, and it took an hour just to get him into the car for the trip to Oklahoma City, as he was so frail. But H. was at peace with whatever the outcome was going to be that day. Our daughter Shannon and I said goodbye to H. as they took him to surgery, not knowing if we would see him again this side of heaven. We sat in the waiting room, joined by friends, as we received hourly calls about the progress of the surgery. 6 hours later, H. had a new lung and a new life, one not tethered to an oxygen tank. Now, 7+ years later, it is still a miracle every day. H. is painting and sculpting again, enjoying family and friends, and appreciating the gift he has been given. Looking back, I recognize God's timing was perfect, and he was and is with us every small and large step of the way. God is not done with H. Holden yet, and for that, we are all grateful. Edna May Holden, wife of Harold T. H. Holden, artist and Oklahoma Hall of Fame inductee, Kremlin and Enid, Oklahoma.